Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Gentlemen, please welcome
to Wild and Crazy Nights!
The Athletic presents Hogan Johns.
Hogan for the win.
We're going to consistently put players in position to succeed. Most important piece is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
From CHGO, it's Adam Hogan.
I don't think that this is a full rebuild, but you definitely have to retool your roster.
And from The Athletic, it's Adam Johns.
Hey, what's up, Flus?
And we're going to have measurable ways for standards of performance every single rep, every single game.
Anyway, who cares?
Now, here they are, the Adams, Hogan Johns.
Hey, what's up? Welcome in. Hogan Johns with you. Post-game edition. You can see Johnsy, if you're watching on YouTube, trying to lean over in there. He wants to get you that nice stadium shot.
Give you a little look.
Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, get the water bottle all the way. Get out of here, Aquafina.
I have to say, I do appreciate
that. There she is.
The Giants went all the way in with their retro end zones, too. So they did a good job today from that perspective.
And the lights just went off in this. You can still see me, okay, right?
Yeah. What, they turn the lights off on you?
It's a motion sensor. I'm in the Bears booth. This is where Tom Thayer and Jeff Joniak were earlier today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bears coaches booth where they decided
no, it's
to,
one over.
Never go for a fourth down.
Let me look over there. I know. Dark shades are in there. Oh, motion lights kick back on. Adam Hogue.
Are there any signs in the Bears coach's booth that say, whatever you do, do not go for it on fourth down?
So Matt Eberflus actually liked how that played out for him, though.
I heard that. I hate that. Tell me what he said.
He mentioned that specifically in his introduction, his preface of his
he liked how they didn't get the ball until there was 12 seconds left.
Well, he would have liked Velus Jones Jr. to catch the ball at the 50 and not lose the possession there. One of many mistakes for the Bears today.
It's just a good reminder to me, though, that, okay, I got to say, I actually sort of understood the logic there with punting. They don't have a quarterback. There's a pretty good chance that even though there's Saquon Barkley over there, you are going to stop them. You got a great punt. You did stop them. You got the punt coming back at you, but you also lost all three timeouts. And the reality is
they still had one more left. Still had one more left.
But even if you do go for it on fourth and don't get it, you still have your timeouts to use. You still can get a stop. You won't have the same field position, but it's just a good reminder that just because you're punting doesn't mean it's going to play out the way you hope it does, even in an extreme case where Velus Jones Jr. can't hold on to the football.
Yeah, windy day. Kind of an odd wind that kind of swirled around here. It wasn't in one discernible direction, but I don't mind it. Like you said, the offense was struggling. The passing game, at least in the second half, really wasn't working. You need to help out Justin Fields as much as you can. Play the field position game. It worked out until the very end for Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, well, to say the offense is struggling is putting it mildly. But as we like to do, we will talk about Justin Fields here. You know, I'm interested to look at this tape, Johns. I think it's a little better. I think there were some things early on I liked. I thought his pocket presence was a little bit better, but I still have a feeling you go back and you see a couple scrambles where guys probably were open to throw the ball to. The 3rd and 10, it sure looked like Mooney came open over the middle. Now, he got it with his legs, so good, but I just feel like at some point the running quarterback has to understand that when you start to run, they're going to start to collapse on you. There's going to be opportunities to pop the ball over their head, maybe for some big plays. And, you know, I just, instead of micro-picking, is that a word? Micro-picking? Micro-analyzing, whatever, the quarterback.
There you go. That works better.
Yeah, I like micro-picking. I think I might add that to my vocabulary. Can we just all agree that the offense sucks and it's broken and, like, they just, like, I don't care. Coaching, quarterback play, receiving, offensive line, like what it just has to be better. It's awful right now.
I think, like, there's glimpses. Came out with an absolute laser to Darnell Mooney over the middle. His first completion of the game, first pass of the game. The 56 yarder in single coverage to Mooney was a perfectly thrown throw. Beautiful pass. Love the arc on it. In a windy day, I should say, but look, when you've only completed 34 passes over 4 games. It's not just the quarterback. It's the offensive line. It's all of the above. It's the play calling. It's the receivers not getting open fast enough. Sure, maybe we blame Justin Fields too much, and as the quarterback, a lot of the blame goes to him, but this passing game, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work right now. It's a work in progress. Like, you have to have some context. It's the 4th game of all of these guys in this offense. Darnell Mooney made sure to say that in the locker room after. Like, he wants to hurry things up. He likes the offense. It's a fun offense to play in. But they're not there yet. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. The opposing team sees it. We in the press box see it. And I think everybody at home should see it too.
It's hard to watch, man. When you say we see it, we see it. It's you know, and I just keep coming back to how many of these post-game shows have we done over the years where it's like, really? I mean, how far back can they set back offensive football? And by the way, I don't know if you've seen this, Johns, it's contagious. The Atlanta Bears won a game today with 7 passing completions. This is contagious.
Somewhere John Fox is just giddy beyond compare. Telling everybody, I did that once. Let me tell you about a time we went down to Carolina and Eddie Jackson returned 2 turnovers for a touchdown.
Oh, man, it's brutal right now. All right, well, we appreciate you guys watching. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, at Adam Johns. Johns, of course, will have all the coverage from MetLife Stadium, where he is right now. If you're watching on YouTube right now, you can see that. And make sure you're reading the stuff at The Athletic, theathletic.com/HogueandJohns. I have some initial thoughts already up at allchgo.com as well. And the merch is available on obviousshirts.com, including the shirt that I'm wearing right now with the Hogan Johns Walking Bear logo. We got to talk about the defense, though, too, in this game. I mean, I don't know, the offense is bad. It's almost hard to evaluate this defense right now because, on one hand, for the 4th straight game, they did not allow a touchdown in the second half. And you would hope you would have an offense that can take advantage of that. That's a pretty good feat in today's NFL. You're holding all your opponents and not scoring a touchdown in the second half. You should be able to win games off of that. Now, the Bears have won 2 games. They are 2-2. But at the same time, it took too long, in my opinion, Johns, today to make adjustments. Let's give Mike Kafka, our guy Mike Kafka, Southside, St. Rita, Northwestern, a shout-out for, really, I thought, taking it to Alan Williams for most of this game. Now, eventually, they did make some adjustments to counter the boot, the play action that were killing the Bears off of a scary running back that you do have to account for in Saquon Barkley. It's not easy. But I thought Mike Kafka was taking it to Alan Williams for a lot of this game.
Matty Eberflus said that they were pulling the guards with some of those, and that confused the linebackers in terms of the reads, what they're supposed to react to, like where their eyes are supposed to be. A lot of times they read the guards. So that confused them a bit. And yes, it took them a long time to, it felt like a long time to adjust. I felt like there was opportunities where they could have made plays. Daniel Jones still got out. Still a decent player on the move. But you're right. You want to see that happen quickly. You don't want to have the opposing quarterback have two naked bootleg touchdown runs. It's awful.
Right. It's just...
And to your point, like about the Bears not allowing like a second half touchdown, that's a positive. But you want a negative? You know how much what the rushing yards average against them is in four games this year?
It's not good. It's got to be towards the bottom of the league.
183.3 rushing yards per game allowed this season.
Yeah.
That is a whole lot of rushing yards, Adam Hogue.
Yeah. It's
that's more than the Bears' run game is producing. That's a darn good run game they have.
With the Bears' offense that they have, it is, I don't mean to be like total doom and gloom here, but you do worry that this thing might start to go downhill pretty quickly, because to combine their offensive struggles with the fact that you give up that many rushing yards a game, it's going to be hard to possess the football, because teams are just going to hold the ball and you're not even going to get it. And then your possessions are going to be limited. And oh, by the way, you can't do much when you get those possessions. Yeah, it's concerning. That's concerning.
183.3 rushing yards.
Ugh, man. All right, so let's stay on the defense since we're there. Defensive takeaways. Just, I mean, it kind of goes back to you're allowing... It's one thing to give up yards to Saquon Barkley. Like, you come into this game and you're like, he's going to get his 100 yards, whatever. You could probably live with it. But to give up those two rushing touchdowns to Daniel Jones when they just counter right after that run action, that was hard to swallow. Guys couldn't get off their blocks. Eyes were terrible. Come on.
So the Giants run for 262 rushing yards today. A lot of that Saquon Barkley. He was scary at times. I thought Eddie Jackson, for sticking with the defense, played an exceptional game. You had the interception that was kind of like a punt, but what are you supposed to do there? You want him to make the play in the ball. You want him to try to make a return in that situation. We've seen him have some electric returns in his career. I thought he was a great tackler in the open field. But Roquan Smith can't lose one-on-one to Tyrod Taylor on third down. Nicholas Morrow.
Yes, that was bad.
Nicholas Morrow has to stop Saquon Barkley in 3rd and 9. At least slow him down better on that screenplay. Robert Quinn needs to have more than one quarterback hit and one shared tackle in this game. He just does. So you look at team stats, but I also want to look at some of those individual performances, individual plays. Your best players, Roquan Smith, needed to be better in that situation against Tyrod Taylor. Robert Quinn needed to produce more of a pass rush.
I'm happy you brought up those two defensive plays, because those two specific plays from your linebackers making plays in the backfield. We're sitting here in the CHGO studios, John. The second Nicholas Morrow misses that tackle on Barkley, which was like 10 yards in the backfield at that point. I think Barkley's still running backwards. I'm like, oh, this is going to be really bad. Like the second he missed that tackle, I'm like, oh, you're going to pay for that one. And sure enough, he gets around. And they end up scoring a touchdown on that drive. And then same thing. Like, if Roquan Smith wants to get paid what he thinks he should be paid, that tackle on Tyrod Taylor is a play that needs to be made. Absolutely just has to be made.
By any linebacker. Forget the highest paid linebacker in the game. It's not Michael Vick out there.
No.
make the tackle. It was a heck of a play by Tyrod Taylor. Give him some credit.
Right.
He got banged up pretty bad later in the game by Nicholas Morrow. But did you know, like, Nicholas Morrow did not re-record his first official tackle in the game until, like, late in the third quarter?
Oof, that's bad luck. Yeah.
It was 2nd and 21. Saquon Barkley, left guard, the Chicago 28, 5-yard run. Nicholas Morrow, tackle.
It's got to be better than that. That's not good. What were your offensive takeaways from the game?
I thought the run game... They tried to establish it, but the big runs, the chunk runs, weren't there. And they were missing that. Khalil Herbert was the better of the backs, should be expected. I don't know if Ebner really found the lanes he needed. I don't know if his eyes are in the right place, looking for those landmarks that he needs to have as the Bears running back. I thought a couple times he broke outside too soon, instead of letting the blocking develop some lanes with that zone scheme. The passing game is the passing game, man. What needs to be said other than like the statistics? I know what Justin Fields said afterwards. Statistics don't matter, but they really are what they are, right? At this point, like let me read you his stat line.
Do you have to read it?
I'm doing it. I already have it. I flipped the page here. 11 for 22, 174 yards. So he did get that over on that famous prop bet that was out there. 6 sacks. Hit his long one of 56 yards to Mooney, 76.7 rating. We all know the Bears have the worst, by a considerable margin, the worst passing offense in the league, and they're standing. They're not even close to like flirting with like the 31st right now.
No, I think I actually checked it the other day, and there were some Canadian Football League teams that were creeping into the NFL rankings ahead of the Bears.
Come on. Right there.
But it's true. It's just it's and so I think two things are now becoming glaringly true as we are 4 games into this season. Okay, one, and they could both be true at the same time. One is the fears that we all had preseason about there not being enough weapons and too young of an offensive line that was going to have to figure things out on the fly are coming true. This is not a great environment for Justin Fields to learn and develop. That can be a true excuse, reason, whatever, while also being true that he's got to be a lot better. Like, even with that context thrown in there, I think he was slightly better. I have a feeling part of the reason why he was was he defensive? That's how it came off, following it from afar.
He was a bit defensive. I felt that in the press conference room.
And I think that's because in his mind, I'm thinking he probably thought his footwork was better this week and his pocket presence was better this week. I thought it was slightly better. I still think the film's going to show. And I know for one thing, there was a throw to, I think it was Dante Pettis on the right sideline. He just got to it a little too late. Like the play developed how he's supposed to, and he just threw the ball too late, and the safety came over and was able to knock it away. Like, the ball's just got to be out faster sometimes. It's a common theme every single week. So he's got the excuses. They're valid. I think that's something that GM Ryan Poles is going to have to answer for at some point, whenever the next time is he talks to the media. But still, the quarterback has plays that are being left out there at the same time.
You can't go 5 for 15 on third down. You can't go 0 for 3 in the red zone. Just go back. I'm looking it up right now. I want to say it was, yes, their second possession. It opens up with that beautiful deep ball, 56 yards to Darnell Mooney in single coverage, right? You get down to the Giants. Oh, there's a roughing passer penalty in his possession too. So you're into the red zone, right? And then like he's sacked. I'm first and 10 from the Giants 12. You watch that play. Cole Kmet's open. He may not score, but he'll get you closer.
Yeah.
That is like Justin Fields' season in a nutshell. You got the glimpse of the 56 yarder, and then you got the sack with the guy open right there because he held the ball too long.
It's a problem.
And it was a rollout play where it looked like that ball, like, and actually Justin Fields acknowledged just after the game, like, he's got to get that ball out quicker to Cole Kmet. Like, that was his first, I don't want to know if, I can't say exactly if that was his first read, but he was right there.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs is the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. Because when you're looking for a job, Hogan Johns fans, you want the best experience possible. No questions left to answer and sketchy websites to navigate around. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. And over 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Adam. That's linkedin.com/Adam to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
All right, let's name our MVPs of the game. Can I go with the obvious one first? Because I don't have a second one.
Okay.
But the Money Badger. I mean, I don't know what it says about your football team that you sign a guy on Friday and he accounts for every one of your points in the game, but...
I think it says a lot.
Yeah. Michael Badgley, you know, good for you, man. Grew up 5 minutes down the road, basically. I think technically we looked it up. It was 38 minutes on Google Maps or whatever to get to the stadium because he's from a town just nearby in New Jersey. Shows up. He was money. He lived up to the nickname, the Money Badger. And he's got to be the MVP.
That was my MVP. If I had to pick another guy, Eddie Jackson played well.
Yeah.
Who was it? Josh Blackwell had the forced fumble recovery in special teams. Way up until that Velus Jones Jr.
Special teams fumble, was awesome.
Special team was good. Other than that fumble at the end. Special teams was good. The yeah. Bears have like the slimmest margin of error. Can we just establish that? They're rebuilding team, quarterbacks learning a new offense. You have young guys playing on the offensive line. You got guys on 1 year, 2 year deals on the defensive line. You got two rookies starting in the secondary. That margin of error is so, so slim. Like third downs are extremely important. You got to make your opportunities count in the red zone. It's the Bears right now, man. It's just the Bears.
All right, the Fishman is texting us saying he put a question in the chat.
Can you find it?
I'm struggling to find it. So, Kent, if you see it, maybe throw it in our private chat because I don't see it. But, you know, we can't leave the Fishman hanging. But, yeah, I think – oh, there it is. Okay. We got Kevin Fishman. You may have heard of him. He works for The Athletic and, you know, sometimes
– Oh, he's just being a funny guy with his question.
First time, long time. It's 3rd and 10 with the game on the line. Which offense do you trust? A, Bears. B, Wisconsin. C, Northwestern. I'll hang up and listen. I think that's just a mean thing to put up there.
He's at home and bored.
Can I say Carmel Catholic?
Ouch.
What?
Didn't you guys just lose to St. Pat?
Yeah, but I still trust them more than any of those three other options.
Oh, man. It's I think part of this problem, at least for guys that are covering the team, maybe we're being accused of being too negative, but we've covered this show before.
And by the way, this is like on the worst end statistically.
Yeah, I want to like go back to something that you said a long time ago. Like, it's okay to hold your quarterback to a higher standard of play.
Yeah.
It really is. The numbers are what they are. I mean, 34 completed passes over 4 games. I think Justin Herbert had like 27 today.
Yeah, and I'm like, sorry.
Think about that.
Like, 50% completion, 176 passing yards, a 76 or whatever it ended up being passer rating. You can acknowledge that maybe it's baby steps in the right direction. I don't still don't think it's anything to sit here and celebrate, though. Right?
Like, I mean, that development and progress still needs to show up in some form of consistency.
Yeah.
And I think Luke Getsy deserves some of this, too. He could probably do some things better to get his young quarterback into a rhythm. Establish Darnell Mooney a bit better, although he did today. Like, maybe Cole Kmet.
I agree.
And you can still say, like, the problem is, Adam, that all arguments are now valid about the Bears' passing game. The offensive line has to be better. They can't get beat on blitzes that fast. Like, Lucas Patrick cannot get bulldozed for a sack like that. Then again, Justin Fields can't run into sacks like he did again today.
Yes.
That also happened. The running game needs to be a little bit better with Treston Ebner when he's in. Receivers have to get open quicker so Justin Fields can get those passes out. It's all the above.
Yeah, I think that's the problem right there. It's all of the above. It's a lot of different things. At least they can still run the ball somewhat effectively. Today wasn't as good. And if they're going to gang up and stop the run, then you got to find a way to get better production out of the passing game at the same time. Otherwise, this season is going to start to get out of hand a little bit. You know, I think the only good thing about this game coming up against the Vikings next week that you hope is the fact that they're not getting a bye week after coming back from London. But I think that only matters to a certain extent. Maybe they get a little bit behind in their preparation because of it, but I still feel like they're going to be ready to go by Sunday by the time you get to that game, and they are at home. So,
one thing we haven't addressed yet is that Cody Whitehair left the locker room with his whole right leg in a big brace. He was ruled doubtful almost immediately, then ruled out after that. It doesn't sound good for the Bears' left guard.
Did you see it happen? It wasn't one of those injuries where they showed a replay or really focused in on it. It was just like...
Well, all that I saw is him sprinting off the field. Not so much like jogging off the field after that play. And then one of the linemen was like pointing to him and trying to get a staff member's attention because the game was still going on. I think the Bears were trying to hurry up things. And Lucas Patrick made like a dead sprint onto the field. So that was my first glimpse of the reaction. I want to. They were definitely backed up in their own zone when this happened. I don't know if it was one of the sacks or probably one of the short runs, but
I feel like
it
was
look good for Cody.
Was it the Mooney pass that got overturned? I feel like there was like a break in the action or something.
You know, I think you're right.
Yeah,
good memory. There was a break in the action there. Yes, that was the play. So it was. That's a throw Justin Field needs to make. I thought it was a good throw from my vantage point, but it ended up being short. Darnell Mooney almost made the catch. Debatable there a little bit. But
better ball. You need a better ball there.
Yeah, you gotta get it up.
That's what she said.
But that was that was the play. That definitely was the play.
All right. Anything since you're there, anything from the locker room stand out or that we haven't addressed with anything that the coach or the quarterback said?
No. Not really.
Well, thank you for going to New Jersey.
They got to tackle better. Darnell Mooney expressed frustration that the offense isn't clicking. Michael Bagley, quite the whirlwind for him, joining the Bears, making 4 kicks, and then literally kicking in kind of a very whirlwindy situation with the winds here in the Meadowlands. That's the it's not the Meadowlands anymore, is it?
It's still the Meadowlands, New Jersey.
Whatever you want to call it. The swamps in New Jersey. Good performance by him. Roquan Smith was upset with his tackling. Obviously, the one with when he was one on one with Tyrod Taylor stung him a bit. Robert Quinn was struggling to figure out why Daniel Quinn got so wide open on those naked bootlegs. But Matt Eberflus gave a better answer on that afterwards. Just a calamity of errors. You know, when the team stats look bad and the individual stats and the plays look even worse, you get what you get. You lose to an overachieving 3-1 Giants team. Like, that's not a 3-1 football team. That's not a good football team. They're overachieving.
I agree.
Mike Kafka had a decent day, but they're not a good football team by any stretch of the imagination, at least in my opinion.
No, I agree with you there. All right, final thoughts. I'll start with this, Johns. It's just, look, if you're going to play not to lose, you better not be losing by, or like, basically losing the whole game. You know what I mean? Like, if this how this team's going to be, where they're just not going to be aggressive, they got to get off to better starts. They got to be winning games. They have to have a lead. And correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, they've fallen behind in every game so far. They were down 10-0 to the 49ers. They got behind to they actually got ahead against the Packers, but then quickly, before you knew it, were down multiple scores by the end of the first half. Last week, they were losing at halftime to the Texans. And this week, they were losing. What do you got? What are we looking at?
I don't know.
I thought Darnell Mooney was going to be out there with the jugs machine. It's like the plane already left, but he's still out there.
I mean, that's my final thought. I covered a football game here that was not a good football game. Let me fix the camera there.
I was going to say, now there's an earthquake hitting New Jersey.
I just think you could acknowledge that the Bears are a work in progress, but still hope for more progress on a weekly basis. I don't know if we're getting that, specifically with the passing game. And that is all the above. The pass protection, the reads, and the quickness of your quarterback's progressions to your receivers getting open. I still think when you look at the film, you see a couple guys open. There always are, though, but all the above applies to losses like that. It really does. Both sides of the ball. Can't get blown off from the line of scrimmage. You can't let Daniel Jones get out there in naked boots. Your eyes have to be in the right place. Eddie Jackson can't be one of your best tacklers because he is your safety, although they did blitz him a couple times to stop Saquon Barkley. One of those, it felt like one of those days where the errors just kept adding up. And for the Bears where they're at under Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, a lot of them are just insurmountable. It's just the truth. They don't have the talent to overcome some of the things that are happening on the field, whether as a team or individual plays that are missed.
Yeah, well said. I think it's well said. They pretty much have to play perfect football, and they're not doing that. They're not. So, all right. Well, safe travels home, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll be back Tuesday with our midweek episode. You want to tease that? Because I'm pretty sure we have a confirmed guest.
We do. Why am I blanking on this? Yes, it is Deontay.
Yeah.
Some X's and O's coming up, everybody, on Tuesday.
Love it. Although I feel bad that he has to break down the X's and O's for what we've watched. Feels mean for us to make him do that.
Well, he said yes.
Okay, so he has to do it.
he has to do it now.
And it'll be there.
Does everybody know, if you join the Athletic, you are contractually obligated to join us on the Hogan Johns and talk about the Bears every now and then.
Yeah, and you might dread it, but you might have to do it.
You signed up for it.
Yes. Talking to you, Nate Tice. Where you at, brother?
We're coming after you.
Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, at Adam Johns, Reed Johnsy on The Athletic, theathletic.com/HoganJohns, where you go to get one of those subscriptions. You can read me at allchgo.com. Check out that YouTube channel as well, CHGO, for live shows on all Chicago sports teams. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you go hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification button so you know when we go live. And most importantly, hit like. Tell a friend. Spread the word. Hogan Johns. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you Tuesday. See ya.
Anyway, who cares?